111, I remember reading in one of Ajahn Chah's books about comparing our feeling to a snake. A sadness, unhappiness at its head, happiness as its tail, and how we should not touch it, any part of its body. My question is, how do we go about investigating our natural state of mind when we encounter this snake or our feelings on a daily basis? In other words, how can we just watch it comes in and out of our mind without interacting with it or getting influenced by it? Again, it comes back to dukkha and suffering, and that sense of because it isn't as if, oh, we just set an intention, oh, I'm going to watch this come in and out of my mind and I'm not going to get influenced by it. It affects us. And we go up and down in various ways, in our moods and our impressions. And what does that feel like? What does that, are we willing to learn from our experience? Can we give ourselves the opportunity to understand so the benefits and drawbacks of both, say, happiness and unhappiness, because it's not as if it's absolutely one or the other.